Okay, Boker Tov. Today's daf is daf Kuf Aleph in Sanhedrin as we head towards the Siyum. We got yesterday down to the two dots, about 20 lines down on the page. Halacha shel makkah, a person who whispers on a makkah. What does that mean? A person has a wound or a disease and he whispers some sort of incantation. What's the problem with it? The problem is when you spit. Because if he's mentioning Hashem's name, mentioning refuah together with the spit, after spitting, Rashi says, after spitting, that's disrespectful. You don't mention God's name after spitting, as if to say that, you know, you're disrespectful to God. Even if you don't just stam whisper an incantation, even if you don't say Hashem's name, you talk about negetz hara, sometimes you mention the pasuk that talks about leprosy, you mention a disease, and if you do that after spitting, that's also no good. Even if you don't even mention the disease, not only do you not mention Hashem's name, and not only do you not mention the disease, you just say Vayikra Moshe, just some quote a pasuk, as if to say that the schus of the Torah will help in the refuah. But if you do it after spitting, that's disrespectful to God. On Shabbos, you're allowed to oil. Person would, you know, put oil on their body. And also, they would massage the body. Now, you're allowed to do that, let's say, on the person's stomach on Shabbos. You're also allowed to say an incantation against snakes and scorpions. In other words, one way to get rid of snakes and scorpions was to say some incantation against them, which, so to speak, raised the demons against them, so that they shouldn't damage them. And even though there's a question, are you capturing on Shabbos, say does one of the 39 malachas, That's okay to do, because here you're doing it to be protected from being hurt. You're not doing it to capture the animals on Shabbos. But being Kuru Gabiyam Shabbos, also what they would do is they would put some sort of a metal, a person would have like a fever on his eye, so they would put some sort of a metal instrument on his eye on Shabbos to cool it off. You're allowed to do that also, and it's not considered a refuah, which is also on Shabbos. I'm sure medvar morim b'kli anitel. It's only if you use a kli which is not muktzah. Avo b'klisha and inital. If it's something that's muktzah, then it's aser, because you're not really doing a refuah. You can't do refuah on Shabbos. So as long as you take something which is not muktzah and just stick it on the eye, that's not really a refuah. But once you say something which is not muktzah, something which is muktzah, you have no right to pick it up. Then that's not sekhanas tefashas, obviously. If you sekhanas tefashas, anything is mutzer. Vein sholem b'dvar shedim b'shabbos. Also, you don't, so to speak to the Shadim on Shabbos. Now what they would do is when a person would lose something, he would somehow employ the demons to help find it for him. So that's the Isra Rashi says is Mimso Chavtzachav Adaber Dabar, right? You shouldn't look for your items on Shabbos. So that's the problem over there. So it's mashma that during the week you're allowed to. Just on Shabbos is a problem. Rabbi Yosim Rapaholos, even during the week you shouldn't do it, because you shouldn't get involved with demons. Shadim are not good for you to be involved with. Amar Funa, the gears we have is aim, but he takes out the gear. You see in the parentheses, the gra takes out, and he says, halacha Rav Yossi. It means even during the week, you shouldn't deal with the shade. He didn't do it because it was a question of avodah zarah. It's not avodah zarah. There was something called demons, shadim in the world that Hashem created, and they could be employed for various purposes, but it's not healthy for you to do it because you can get hurt. Kiyar Rav Yitzchak by Yosef, divla, he was swallowed, he tried to employ the demons, divla ba'arza, and they contained him, or they put him inside a tree until a cedar tree. Vesabalaisa, a nace happened, pakars potalte, as he had to rely upon a miracle for the cedar tree to burst open, and that's how he escaped. Point is that demons are a dangerous thing to start up with. Not that it's usher, so to speak, in the point of view of using a mitzad, you know, halacha, that it's like a vodazara, no. Simply because they're dangerous. Tanaban sacham sham sham neime ayim b'shabbos, a person is allowed to oil and massage his stomach on Shabbos. Eventually, you ask it to b'chol, but just don't do it the way you do it in chol. During the way, haich, what should you do? So, Rav Chama, Rav Chanin, Omer, sach v'yachkach mishimash. What you do is during the week, what they would do is they would first massage and then oil afterwards. So here, what you do is you oil first and then you massage. So you do it at the same time. Tarabanim, sorei shemen v'sorei beitzim. What does this mean? Another way that they would do is they would so to speak deal with the shadim by raising the spirit or the sar of oil or of eggshells. Now he says there that's mutter. Rashi says, "Sar shem and yesh ma'isa shadim Shishon de shemen through the oil or through the korle sori shemen behind the sori bone, the eshom shfoferish bea the eggshell, for korle sori basim, and they would deal, try to raise the shadim, raise the demons dealing with this oil or with eggshells. This is mutaran, the shobahen, elot mesh machazma. The problem is that you get the wrong answer. There's no point in it because you can't get a proper answer. When they do whispering that we talked about before, you shouldn't be whisper on a makkah, but if Loshna Shemin Shabakli, when they do that incantation, they did it only on Shemin in a Kli. They don't do it on the Yad. Therefore, you could anoint with Shemin. You could oil yourself with Shemin Shabiyad because there's no concern about being Lochesh, and as we just said before, you might raise the demons and would cause you harm. Because the one that they do lechisha on is with the shemen shebekli. That's the dangerous one. The one in the hand doesn't do anything. This is where Shmuel bar Marsa, that rabbi Iklahu Ishbiz, he went to an inn. I saw Mishka b'mana. They brought him oil in a kli. Now we just said the oil in the kli is the one that they use for incantations, right? And that's the one that could cause harm. So Shaf, he smeared some oil from that kli on his face. Nafkamek simcha ba'ape, and some boils grew on his face. Nafkamek, he went out to the market. Chazisa, he saw an old woman, saw him there, wouldn't saw him. Amra, zika de chemas kazina. I see like the wind of chemas. Chemas was the name of the shade, right? Ruach, the spirit. He's not the wind, like the spirit of this shade I see, that shade that's called chemas, I see over here. That's kachazina. That's obviously taken hold of your face. Abdul Milsa, she did some potion for him. Itzi, and he healed. The point is that the shemen in the kli is the one that they do lechishav, and that can cause harm. So the yisr here is really, there's two yisr we're talking about. If you tzloch Hashem amaka, that after spitting, that's disrespectful of Hashem. For a person like that, it's not worthy of olam haba. But for a person, the regular dealing with demons, talking to demons, it's not aser mi'ikur adin, simply that you can get injured by, and therefore, Rabbi Yossi asered it. Okay. Amar le Rabba bar Mori. We're holding now six lines down in the wide lines in the Gemara, on Kuf Aleph Amar Aleph. All diseases that I put in Egypt, I will not put on you, because I am God, your healer. Does that pasuk make sense? If he's not going to, the diseases that I put in Mitzrayim, I'm not going to put on you because I'm your healer. Well, if I'm not going to put the diseases on you, what do you got to be healed from? That's what he posed to Rabbi Mar. So Rabbi answered him, Amalei, Hachim Rechon, this would be Rechon, said, Nikur Zer Me'atzman Dish, you can understand it from itself. Look at the beginning of the passage, Shnemar, it says, Vayomer, Im Shema Tishma Kol Hashem Lekacha, if you will listen to God, to your God, Im Tishma, the last one, this is, Im Shema Tishma Kol Hashem Lekacha, Vazanto, Metzosav, Shema Tachuch, Rav, then Kol Hamachwa, Shesam Shem Lo Sam Lecha. If you listen to Hashem, then I won't put any diseases on you. Im Tishma Lo Asim, in Lo Tishma, if you don't listen, then I will give them the diseases. Afa Pika, and even though I put the diseases on you, I'm Yashem Arvach, I will heal you. So you got to look at the whole pasuk.
In English, that you're a good doctor, it helps you prevent disease.
Right. Good doctor. But Hashem is a good doctor, right? Can Hashem Arvach. Amar Rabba Baruch Hanak, Shachalor Ablasser. I will. Hashem will give the disease.
Is there machla independent of God?
No. But Hashem. No. It's the same. But Hashem though gave the doctor power. Hashem gave the doctor power to heal. So, but you're saying that to preventative, right?
There is no disease.
Right.
God might say to behave yourself properly.
Right.
But God is saying there is no disease.
Gemara also says I mentioned last week about a kol b'dei shemayim chutz mi'ir shemayim. The Gemara also says a kol b'dei shemayim chutz mi'tzin and pachnik, except for cold heat. In other words, there are diseases out there. No, what does that mean? Except like a cold heat. In other words, if a person doesn't prevent himself from doing it, it's like saying that if a person is capable of preventing disease and he doesn't do it, Like a person taking medicine every day. You do prevent the medicine to keep the heart from blowing up and to keep the brain from, you know, from spilling over blood. You know, all the pills that we take, the whole, you know, the pocket full of pills that we all have that we take, the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, all those pills, what's shot in them? Because Hashem said, listen, you know, as knowledge opens up, it's like a kol yeshmechutz mesinim pachin. Now that you know that, you know, you go out in the Arctic weather and you don't protect yourself, so Hashem killed you, you killed yourself. In other words, now that we have knowledge, Hashem is protecting us too. Hashem can still bring on plagues that are not capable, that medicine's not capable of handling. People still dying from, you know, if a person, I don't want to give an example, say a person smokes himself to death, right? So today, you know, if a person smokes 15 packs a day and kills himself, what do you say, the Baruch Shalom killed him? He killed himself. Right, so a person has the power to prevent certain things. Afal pi ken, Hashem could cause diseases in a person that are not preventable, that a person is not capable of preventing. So the two things aren't in contradiction.
The sense of psoriasis would kind of indicate that
there were
other diseases.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Right, right, right. It could be all diseases. Right, it could be, but he means to say that Mitzrayim was really where Hashem showed himself. I don't think the things are in contradiction. When Rav Elazar got sick, of course his students came in to visit him. He's in 103A. Amalan, he told them, Chema Azi Yeshbalam, there must be great anger in the world. Look how sick I am. The Schiller and Bach, they started to cry. Of course, whenever all the rabbis cried, what did Rabbi Kiva do? He always laughed. Rabbi Kiva Masachek, he laughed. Oh,
I'm
like, right. Lamata Masachek, there's a similar one, right? Lamata Masachek, why are you laughing? The same answer, Rabbi Kiva always answered, why are you crying? Amalo, Epsha Sefer Torah, Shari Bitzar, Sefer Torah, our Rebbe here, Reb Lezer, is in pain. Below Nifkin, we shouldn't cry. Amalan, Rakachim Masachek, that's why I'm laughing. Calls my Shani Raw, Rebbe Sheini, yo, Machmet. As long as I saw that everything went well for my master, for my Rebbe, that his wine didn't turn bad, Vain Pishtanaloka, and his flax didn't get smitten, Vain Shmeina Mavish, and his oil didn't turn rancid, Vain Tuvshanamadvish, and his honey doesn't madvish. Rashi has a different gears on that. What's the word? Madvish? Yeah, whatever it is. But he says, no, I think he uses a different word. I saw it somewhere. Let's see. Madvish, yeah, miskalko, he says, turns red. Vanasat solo turns clear. Machmas chemis turns hot or whatever. It turned bad over there. And the side, he says, different structures. But anyway, it turns bad. So when I saw everything went well for him, nothing, he had all his assets, stayed in good shape. Amarti shem chas v'shom, kibo rebi olomo. Is a chasvil that all his schar he got in this world, and nothing is remaining for the next world. V'achshav sheni ro'a rebi b'tzar, now that I see him in pain. And he said, I'm happy because I know that his best measure is left for the next world. Amalo Akiva, so what you're saying is that, you know, that his sins were punished in this world, so he'll get schar in the next world. So Amalo Akiva, kum chasakim etar kula. You're calling me a sinner over here, aren't you? You know, by saying that I get my punishment in this world, so you're saying to me that I've sinned. Hey, have I done anything wrong? Amalo, limadatein rabbeinu, you taught us, Rebbe, ki adamein tzadik varas, asher yasa tov leyachta. There's nobody who hasn't sinned. So whatever you did sin, minor as it may be, you're getting punished for in this world, so you have a better share in the next world. Similarly, tanabanak shechol rablezer, and nifnesu abbas kenem ravakro. When rablezer got sick, four kingdom came to visit him. Right, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Shur Belozer, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Elozer, Manazar, Rabbi Kiva. And then Rabbi Tarfon, Amar, Rabbi Tarfon first got up and spoke. He says, Tova Tol Yisrael, you Rebbe are greater for Yisrael, Mitipa Shuk Sham, rather than a drop of rain. Shetipa Sham, Bala Mazet, Rebbe, Bala Mazet, Alba. You are leading us in this world and in the next world. Your Torah leads us in both worlds. Rabbi Shur similarly answered. Rabbi Shur, Amar, Tova Tol Yisrael, Yosem, Gal Gol Chama, you're better than the sun for us. Why? Shagal Gol Chama, Bala Mazet, there is no sun in the next world. Then Rabbi Lezer ben Azayah, the third one, also got up and said, similarly, right? He said, you're better than parents. The parents are in this world. You know, we all know what Rabbi Eichenstein used to say at all the bar mitzvahs in St. Louis. Shleisha shittim yesh barim, right? There's three shittim, same speaker, always said. Shleisha shittim yesh barim, there are three partners in a person, the Tata, the Mama, and the Eivishter. Well, the Tata, the Mama are only in this world, whereas the Eivishter in the next world also. Okay. Then Rabbi Kiva, finally Rabbi Kiva got up and he said differently. Amar Chavivin Yisurim. Dear are troubles. Troubles are dear. Amar Lahem, she said, that's an interesting one. I've heard the other ones, but this was interesting. Samchuri, please, you know, support me a little bit. Let me sit up on the bed. Dashma Divrei Akiva. Divrei Akiva Tamid. I want to hear what Akiva has to say. I want to, please elaborate, my boy. Right? Divrei Akiva Tamid. Shema Chavim Yisrael. Amalo Akiva. Amalo Akiva. Where'd you get this from? It's very nice to say that, you know, that Yisur and the troubles are dear. Where'd you get this from? Amar Mikrani Dosh. I'm Darshan the Pasek. Right? Ben Shtei Masrei Shana Menashe Malka. We know Menashe, who was a Rasha, was 12 years old when he became king. And he served for 55 years in Jerusalem. And he did evil. Gam Eila Mishle Shlomo. And it says, these are the Mishle Shlomo Sheratiku Anshe Chizkiah. Chizkiah's advisors and his people over there, you know, his cabinet, his administration, they copied down the Mishle Shlomo Melch Yehuda. Chizkiah Melch Yehuda L'kala Olam Kula Limit. Chizkiah was responsible. Chizkiah was a tzaddik. He taught all the world Mishle and the very Torah. He taught the whole world Limit Torah. Menashe Beno Lo Limit Torah. He didn't teach Menashe, his own son. Ella, obviously, he must have taught Menashe also. Ella Mikol Torah Shetarach Bo Mikol Amash Amar Bo. From all the tircha and all the blood and sweat and tears that he put into the boy, Lo Alei Lamut, if it didn't help, what turned Menashe around? Eli Yisurin. In other words, all the Torah and all the fire sent him to the best schools, the private tutors, everything, right? Didn't help. What helped? Only Yisurin. Shem Pasuk says, Vayidaber Hashem Menashe Vel Amo. Hashem spoke to Menashe and his people, Velo Tshiva, they didn't listen to him. Vayaber Hashem Leim Esari Atzava Hashem Leim El Chashu. He brought him the captain of the guards. In other words, the top people, the top military came against him from Ashur. Vayokudos Menashe. And they captured him b'chuchim with thorns, v'yasub ben achashtayim, and they tied him up in fetters and iron by the chul bavel, and they took him b'revel k'siv uveheitzerlo. When things got bad and he was in trouble, chilas p'nei Hashem, chilas like v'yachal Moshe's p'nei Hashem elokav. Right, he beseeched the Lord elokav v'yachnamav, and he humbled himself in l'fnei Hashem elokei avosav. Notice these words, l'fnei Hashem elokei avosav, the God of his fathers, v'yispalelav, and he prayed to him, v'yosulo, and he listened to him, v'yishmat chinoso. And Hashem listened to his tchina by Shivei Yerushalayim, and he returned him to Jerusalem Malchuso. By Yehuda Menashe, Ki Hashem Halukim. Hashem, now Menashe knew that Hashem answered him. So what do you see? Elamanat HaShechaviv Yisurim. Because all the Torah and all the Hashgah that the parents put in didn't help. But the Yisurim were Chaviv. Why were they dear? Because they turned him around. The Yisurim is a thing. No, nothing turned him around until the Yisurim. So he says, in that sense, that's what Akiva explained to his Rebbe, Rebbe Lezer, that Yisurim are Chaviv because they were the one, unfortunately, that sometimes all the time.
Yes, right.
Rabbi Kiva was the one who got Rabbi Lezer sitting up on the bed with all this drusha. The other three rabbanim, they said something, he sat there and he was still in pain.
Right.
All of this, he got so involved, he sat up on his bed.
Right. To see what that pasuk says, it says it's mashmah from there that Yisurin. In other words, that Yisurin are told it's brought down many times in Medrash, but the source for that in a pasuk, I don't know if it's in a pasuk. Understand? You know what I'm saying?
Someone in the hospital, give him some pain.
You know, I'm sure that's what you do.
It takes his mind off it. You know,
yeah.
We used to sell in the mail order these Chinese tongs. You know, and it soothes the mind. They were called Chinese tongs. What were they? They were like prickles sticking out, and you were like you know just tongs. And how do they work? They calm your mind. So my boss explains this: your feet are in such pain that you forget the troubles you had. So took his mind off of it. That's what it was. But the point is that this is a source in the pasuk indicating that Yisur and Chaviv because everything else didn't work. Three came with like circuitous reason. They came with a svara. In other words, they didn't come saying, please, you know, help me out. Right? They came with a svara, like a good logic, a good, you know, legal argument. Elohim, Tain Esav Vanasha. Tain Dachsiv Gadol Avanim, and so is my sin greater, so great that it can't be forgiven? Is my sin greater than the 600,000 Jews, Shasidin Lachtu, they're going to sin in front of you, the golden calf, Ato Selechlem, and you're going to forgive them, at least to some degree? So he says, I'm not worse than them. Esav Dachsiv HaBracha Achasi Lucha, you got nothing left for me? HaBracha Achasi, you don't have one bracha? I mean, you know, that's all you got? You got the bracha, you got nothing for me? Menashe betchila kara le'elohos arbe. First he called to many gods. L'b'sof kara lo'hei avosaf. In other words, he said like this. Notice the words from before he said, V'achem ma'od l'fnei Hashem elokei avosaf. Mashma, that he had tried the other gods already. He says, look, I came to you. If you're no better than them, if you're not going to help me out, why are you better than them? I was okay with them. You got to show me something over here. Otherwise, why did I bother with you? So, like, he gave him with a svar. He didn't just ask Hashem, please help me out. I'm in trouble over here. He gave him a svar. He says, listen, I've gone to the other ones. Are you just as bad as they are? You got to show me something. So these were good logical arguments that overpowered the, and the answer is that to some degree, they were listened to.
Now, this is what the connection between this Gemara. What has this Gemara got to do with everything we've been discussing?
No.
The Pasuk?
The reason we got into this Gemara is because of the Refuas.
Right.
Because we're talking about the Refuas, right. About Locha Shalavak, etc. That's why we brought down the business about the thing. That's the tangent, because we're talking about medicine, we got into the medicinal things. Now we're back to the Mishnah. Now the next Gemara is going to go back to the Mishnah. The things that a person doesn't have a share in the next world. Abashalom Afa Hoges Hashem, if you pronounce it. No, that was because we just mentioned Menashe. Yeah. Once you mention Menashe, so we say that Menashe is one of the three guys who that happened, right? Abishalom Afal gets Hashem Bel Siyo. So every person who pronounces Hashem's name, the Shem Bel Adam Hashem El Siyo, Tana Ubu, that's in outside of the Beis Hamikdash, meaning in Eretz Yisrael, meaning in the boundaries, not in the Beis Hamikdash where it's permitted. Ubu Lashon Aga, in the Lashon Aga, which is like a slang. He says that's what's, if you say it really in Lashon HaKodesh, it's not as bad. It's not as bad like you don't get a share next world. And in Beis HaMikdash, they're allowed to do it even the Feirish. Shloshim Malachim V'Arba Yod. So we said in the end of the Mishnah, going back to the beginning, Chelek, we said that there are three kings and four commoners who have no share in the next world. Right? Some of them, we said all these things. We discussed that at the beginning of Tesham Shemayim, but Bikoros we discussed a couple of days ago, Bikivam, Afakar, Bisphonic Sonum, yesterday's Gemara, Ba'alochis Shalamaka, Ba'amakamashazam, Zanavosanakishvecha, Abashalamar, and we said that's only if you spit first, Abashalamar, Afahogisim Be'as Yosef, and then we said, Shloshamachmar Be'as Elam Chelikam Abba, who are the three Malachim, Yeravim, Achav, and Menashe, three evil kings. Rabbi Yehuda says, the Menashe, yes, Echel and Kabbaz will go on further in the next case. Abishalom, rather, Shloshamachim, Abigaz. Tanaban, Yeravim, why was he called Yeravim Benavat? Yeravim Shariva Am, that he, so to speak, I guess you could use the word, he raped the people. Shariva is Yeravim, he debased them. He put them down. That's what he did with the people. That's why he's called Yeravim. Davarach Yeravim, Sha'osim Rivabam. He made fights among the nation. He says, look, I should do Avodah Zarah. So the other guy said, what do you mean? The farmer said, Avodah Zarah, you shouldn't be doing that. You know, that caused fighting. He made a fight between Yisrael and Avodah Zarah because he turned into Avodah Zarah, and of course, Avodah Zarah was against that. That was his first name, Ben Nevot. His father's name was Nevot. Now, what was the kind of name? It was Nevot. Was that his name? It says, Ben Shenivet Velo Ra. Meaning a son who what? What is Ben Nevot? Ben Shenivet, he looked v'lora, but he didn't see. In other words, he had a vision, but he didn't understand what he was seeing. Tana hu nevat hu micha hu sheva ben bichri. In other words, he was the same guy. His real name was Sheva ben bichri. Nevat shenibet v'lora. He saw, we'll see in a minute, he had a vision, but he messed it up. Micha shenismachach v'binyan. He was smitten into the binyan. So the second shot in Rashi is a nice simple shot that going into construction, at least in those days, was a difficult work. And we'd usually make one poor because, you know, they wouldn't be able to estimate it and a lot of cost overruns and stuff like that. No government to bail them out. That it was just a bad business that he was in construction. But the interesting shot of Rashi says, Ruch Shemicha, Shemach Binyan. What happened was, you know, at the time of Mitzrayim, we know that the Paro, when they ran out of bricks, what did the Paro do? He took the babies and stuck them into the wall. When he stuck them into the wall, they became the bricks, right? The babies were thrown into the walls. So Moshe came to the Baruch Shalom, he says, look what you're doing. I mean, we don't have bricks and the babies are being killed. He says, don't worry. All the babies are being killed or people are going to be Rishon eventually. You're not losing any good ones. These are all people I know, they're destined to become Rishon. They're gone anyway. So he gave an example. He says, here, if you want to prove it, I'll take one out. So he took Micha when he was a baby. And he took him out of the wall. He didn't allow that when he saved one. And you see what happened with Micha eventually. He was first, you know, driven into the, you know, squeezed in, smashed into the walls as they were building, you know, Pisam and Ramses. And eventually he became a Russia. He built idols. Well, Mashmo, in other words, so what happened? Nobody was called Nevot because he didn't know what he was seeing. He looked and he didn't see. Micha Shenismachach Vabinyan, either he became poor through construction or he was first squeezed into the construction, into the walls. Umashwa was his no Shevin Bechishma. That was his real name. Tanarabon Shloshin Niftiv Lo Ro. Three people saw, or they looked, but they didn't see. Anyway, Nevot, Achisopra, Tzvek, and Pharaoh.
I'm
trouble
with Mikha and Sheva. No, I've heard that one.
Well,
and Sheva Ben Bichri being the same person.
Yeah. Same person. That's what he says.
They live in a different generation.
Obviously, they didn't. Obviously, he lived a long, very long time. Right. He lived a long time. He lived very long. According to this, he lived very long. He was a baby in Mitzrayim, then he lived much, much later afterwards. So these three people saw, but they didn't know what they saw. Paro, and the astrologer Paro. Nevot, raw Eishiyot Mimasa, he saw fire coming out of his aver. He saw fire protruding from his penis. Husavar, Iyumal, he saw it's a sign that he's a king. Look, he's got fire coming out of there. Veloi, Yerubim, his son who's going to be king, came out of him. That was what it really meant. That's why he's called Nevot. He didn't know what he saw. He saw, but he looked, but he didn't see. He saw that his penis had grown leprosy on it. Again, he thought it was a sign he's going to be king. David had got Sarash after he lived with Bathsheba, so he says, he's going to be like David. Bathsheba bitahud nafmine. Bathsheba, his granddaughter, who's going to come out of him. That's really, it meant to indicate that Bathsheba was going to come out of him. The nafkamina Shlomo, when Shlomo came out of her. In other words, it is a symbol of royalty, but not that he's going to be royalty. Achisophel then went and he started being an advisor of Shalom. He figured he'll first become Secretary of State and then he'll squeeze his way in there eventually, right? But that's not what happened. It meant was that Shlomo, his descendant, would be a king. It's sitting in Paro to Amar Rav Chama Bar Chanina, might have said, Hema Mein Meriva, the famous thing, the astrologers of Paro, they said, that's the main Meriva, those are the main Meriva, what I mean, Hema Shorotz Nekhi Paro. The main Meriva, remember the astrologers of Paro had seen in their vision that the leader of Bnei Yisrael will fall by a water, right? But told they made a mistake. Well, Shemeshi Shoy Yisrael, but my Muloka will be spent by water. Amar Kol HaBengi, Shukha said, so good, throw them all into the water. But Hema Yada, they didn't know, Shoy Yisrael, Mein Meriva Loka. What the water that Moshe was going to have his downfall from was not the waters in Mitzrayim there, but rather the main Meriva in the Midbar, when he said, right, Hamin Azel said, and he hit the rock, that's where Moshe would have his downfall. So they saw, they looked, but they didn't really see. Umanala and Delasi La Almadas. Okay, fine. So now you've proven that these three people, they made mistakes, right? These three Malachim, they made mistakes, and they were bad people. How do you know they're not going to come to the next world? This thing will be a sin, Beis Yerubim, Ulahachin, and to cut them off, Ulahashmid, and to be totally cut off. Me'al Pnei Adama. Lahachid, Bo'amazel, Lahashmid, and Bani. How do you know they have no share in the world to come? The double Lashon, Lahachid, Ulahashmid. Both of them are to be knocked off, to be cut off. So it means cut off in this world and cut off in the next world. Amar B'Yochanan. Why was he zocher to kingdom at all? Because he scolded Shlomo, which basically was a good scolding, but he was punished. Because he scolded him publicly and embarrassed him. He lifted up his hand against the king, Shlomo. Right? What did he say? Bona es hamilo, sugar as parrots ear David Avad. What happened was that Shlomo had built, as Rambi Avimel appeared, Shlomo built this area, he built up this wall, and he closed the breaches in ear David. What, ear David Avad. Amalo said, David Avicha, parrots, he made breaches in the wall, they shall Yisrael regal, so they basically have come in Berevach. Everybody could swarm Yerushalayim and open up the gate, so to speak. And you fenced them in. You fenced them in and made everybody come in turnstile way. You know, you put up the passport control there so you can collect taxes for, you know, Bas Paro, your wife. Rashi says another pshat that he built a migdol there that they should bow down to her. The first pshat is that you want to collect money for it. Look what you've done. And as you're preventing him, Umay Gazasha Yoram Yad Ahirum Yad Mel Khabrim, and he lifted up his hand against the king. Amar Nachman Shechot Tfil Vafanav. It was not proper to be improperly dressed in front of the king, and he took off his film, so to speak, right in front of him. He didn't even turn aside. When he took off his film, that was a sign of disrespect. Amar Nachman, Dasus Ruk Shayyub Ravim Tadasman, his arrogance has taken away from the world. Shinemar, Bayomar Yavim Belibo. Ata Toshiv HaMalach Beis David. Rebbe said, listen, you know, this doesn't look good. Now, the people are come to Yerushalayim, the Mamlach will go back to Beis David. If they come up to do their slaughtering, they're going to go back to Yehuda, and they're going to leave Yisrael, and they're not going to leave me, they're going to go to Rehoboam, the son of Shlomo Melech Yehuda. They're going to kill me, and they'll see that I'm the usurper. Listen, I'm not going to fight with them because you know that the only ones who were allowed to sit in the Azor of the Beis Mikdash were only Malchus Beis Yehuda. That was their Kabbalah. Allah Lamash Misina, Rashi says. Once they see that Rechavim is sitting, because he's from Yehuda, and I'm standing, Sabri, they all say, Nuha Malchus Avta. He's the king, Rechavim the king, and I'm nobody. I'm just a slave. I'm a commoner. If I sit there, I'm not allowed to sit there. I'm not Malchus. I'm not from Yehuda. He wasn't denying his descendancy, right, where he came from. They'll kill me. They'll follow him. So what did he do? He gave some advice. The Ashneg was off. He made two idols. He knew in Yerushalayim he wouldn't be able to win. Because in Yerushalayim he could sit in the base of Migdas. So he'll look there like this. But if he stands, he'll also be marvel officers. Forget about Yerushalayim. What do you have to go up there for? Here's your God. Here are the calves. Here are the idols. This is the God Asher Lucham Eretz Yisrael. He put one in Bethel. Now some Bedan up north. He put it in Dan. My the Yoetz, one of you took advice. He mingled his Rishon, his forces, among the good guys, among the tzaddikim, and to convince them. Amar Lahu. He told them, Chasimus HaKavim, he said, listen, he gathered all the advisors, including his own, you know, his own people. He stuck his own people among the good ones. He says, are you guys all going to do what I said? Amar Lahu, hey, and of course. Amar Lahu, Malka Be'ina Lamavi, do you agree that I'm your king? Amar Lahu, yes. It's called Minu Chavducha. Everything I do, everything I say, you're gonna do. You're gonna follow. On the land, they all said, you know, he said, yeah. You're the king. No problem. I feel even bow down to gods to Avodah Zarah. On the late tzaddik, so the tzaddik said, whoa, wait, you're going a bit too far over here. Chas v'chalila. On the late Rosh Tzaddik, so Yerubim's forces and his men whispered to the tzaddik, Sakhetach Gavri Kerubim Parachlam. You think he really means? Literally, he's got a guy who has got a bat on a vodka chavim. Elamin seninu to cover kubai. He's just testing us. Ikablisa unem for then accept what he says. He's just testing you. Go ahead and say yes. You know the guy. Just say yes. Don't worry about it. Sign on the dotted line there. He also made a mistake that way, v'chosim, and he signed. Why? He signed because, you know, the guy told him to. Yehu tzaddik, tzaddik, Yehu was a great tzaddik. Because you've done the good. So everything in my heart you've done with Beisachav, you've taken punishment on Beisachav like you're supposed to do. Therefore, Bnei Ravim Yeshu Chal Kisi, your fourth generation will still in case Yisrael. Even though Yehu was called a tzaddik, he didn't follow everything. Okay, Yisrael, b'cholavavul, lo shom al chatos Yerubim, he didn't take away from the sins of Yerubim, he didn't go back, asher hechtias Yisrael. My gomel, let's see, you see, in other words, Yehu, even though he was a good guy, he was garm, he did bad things. What was garm? I'm gonna buy a risk crucifix for Sion. Because he said something wrong. He meant to say it like, don't worry, Shanema, Akalavada, Habal Ma'at, Yehu Abdan Harbe. He was just trying to convince him, don't worry, come with me, I'm gonna do it even more. He didn't mean it literally, but because he said it, he said the words, I'm gonna do Avodah Zarah even more, that caused him to sin. Rava said, like we said before, he saw Chiyah Shilon who had been fooled, and he signed, so he also signed. In other words, once he signed, you know, once the guy said, oh, look who signed on it. He signed, if he signed on it, don't worry, you could sign too. So that's what happened over here. He says, you know, they were convinced to follow in the footsteps of Yerubim, and therefore that led them astray. Alright, I won't be here the rest of the week. I'm returning before Shabbos and Mirz Hashem. So the next year, Mirz Hashem will be in my house, Bli Neder, on Shabbos morning at 7:05. That'll be Daf Kuf Vav on Shabbos morning at 7:05. The next year here in the shul will be on Sunday, Mirz Hashem, Daf Kuf Zion at 5:30 on Sunday. Thank you.